Thank you for calling Pros. This is Marco, certified cutter repair specialist. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Terrence Dobar Gary.
Hey, how are you doing today, sir?
Great, and yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. Now, tell me, you calling today due to credit issues like denials or turndowns?
Pretty much, yes.
And tell me, when was the last time you looked at your credit report, Terrence? What was your score?
My score, I just looked at it just now. It is 439, Equifax 445.
Okay, and tell me, what sort of credit issues are you having? Any late payments, collections,
yes.
Medical bills?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and tell me, what would be your goal for improving your credit score? What would you like to get? Would you like to get a new car, new home, just be debt-free, get a loan? What is it?
Debt-free and get a loan. I just want
to
be on the right track. Yeah.
So based on what I understand, Terrence, the only thing that seems to be holding you back at the moment, it is your credit score. Unlike other companies, here at the Credit Pros, we work on improving every aspect of the credit, from disputing all of the questionable negative items to giving you access to positive credit and provide you with credit builder tools. So what we could do next, it is to attempt a soft pull of your Equifax credit summary to get an updated look at your score and the negative items. I can assure you, this is just a courtesy pull, so it's not going to be affecting your credit score in any way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do have your first name as Terrence, last name as Dubart Gary. What's your mailing address?
1581 Wellswood Drive, mm-hmm. Southeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30315.
Got it. Thank you. And I got your phone number as 404-964-7229, right?
That's correct.
And what is your email?
Cgary38 at me.com.
38 at me.com?
Uh-huh.
And what's your date of birth?
3/25/1970.
Your social?
301-64-5358.
I'm going to go over the security questions, Terrence. Make sure this is your credit report, not someone else's. My system will be loading the questions. In the meantime, tell me, what do you do for a living?
I work at hotels.
You've been working in the hotel for a long time?
Yes.
Pretty good. Now, I'm going to start with the security questions here. If any of these questions don't apply to you, please let me know and we can skip it, okay?
All right.
I got it. Now, you may have opened a car loan or a car lease in or around April 2021. Please select the dollar amount ranging which your monthly car loan or lease payment falls. If you have not received any car loans, let me know. We can skip the question. Got that you were paying $345 to $444, $445 to $544, $545 to $644, and $645 to $744. I'm sorry.
The second one.
Second one. Okay. And do you recall the lender? I got Ally Financial, HSBC Bank USA, BMW Financial, or Wells Fargo Credit?
It's Ally.
Got it. Now, according to our records, which of the following is a current or a previous employer? If that is not a match employer name, select none of the above. I got Emory Healthcare, Paradise Travel and Tours, Amerco Mortgage, and Chevron USA.
Emory.
Got it. Now, we should be getting your summary now. Give me one moment. If not, we're going to get a couple more questions, okay?
All right.
I got it. Now, Terrence, I got your credit score. This is good Equifax, showing us 445. I'm going to tell you which negative items I see in your credit report. You let me know if they're accurate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, you have a total number of 16 hard inquiries. That means that in the past, you applied 16 times, either for loans, credit cards, or financing. Whatever it was, they did a hard pull of your credit score, and you get deducted several points whenever someone does that to you. Gotta be careful with those. As well, right. You have a total occurrences of minor delinquents, so showing us 63 times, even late on payments for 1 or 2 months. A total number of major derogatory trademarks, These are showing us 16 times even late on payments for over 3 months. And it's showing us the percentage of trades ever delinquent as 69%, meaning that from all of your accounts, 69% of them were late on payments. There is one public record, one bankruptcy, and a total amount in collections of $518. Do you recognize all of these negatives?
Yes.
Okay, so this is what we can do for you. First of all, about the negative items, we're going to be sending out targeted dispute letters. We get to challenge all negative items that you identified as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable in your credit report. And that is with all three credit bureaus at the same time, so we can help you clean up your credit score. If for some reason any negative items showed up again in the future, you are provided with a lifetime warranty. Make sense?
Yes.
As well, we provide you with your unique client portal. That is where you can see the improvement of the credit score at all times. You can see which negative items are being worked on, negative items we have removed from your credit report, as well as different opportunities that will be for you and your credit. You will have access to your credit information at all times, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And once you get enrolled in our service, you have access to one of our features called the Loan Wizard Tool, which can be used to review all of the current third-party loan options you have available that is based upon your credit worthiness. Now, our main goal is to help improve your credit so you can have access to easy type of financing with a reasonable interest rate. Make sense?
Yes.
As well, we're going to be providing you with a trade line that's up to $5,000, that is with nationalcreditdirect.com. Now, to be clear with you, it is not a credit card, meaning that you cannot buy gas or fast food. The purchases are made directly through their web store. You can use it to purchase things like electronics, smartphones, appliances, furniture, computers, etc. The main purpose of this trade line, it is to help you establish a positive payment history month after month that will be reported directly towards Experian to help you boost up your credit score even faster. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to be receiving a credit builder benefit. That is because all credit scores are based 35% upon payment history. So payments for the service will be reported towards all three credit bureaus, and you're going to be reflecting a good payment history month after month. It appears as a credit builder loan, your credit report, but there is no money disbursement from the credit pros. So if you cancel our service, a positive reporting will be discontinued. Now, this tool will still help you attract other lenders, creditors, and business once they see all the positive reporting that is being done in your credit report every month. Make sense?
Yes.
Now, this program, it is called the Success Plus Package. It does have an initial fee of $149 month-to-month. That is with no long-term obligations. You pay as you go for services, and there is no contracts. So you can cancel once you have the credit score you desire or as soon as you experience any hardships. In case that you don't have the initial fee, there is the option to start the services with a payment of $12.95 first and the initial fee in 2 weeks from now. What would be easier for you?
The $12.
No worries. With the $12.95, you still get immediate access to the benefits. The only benefit you'll be getting in 2 weeks from now, that'll be the trade line. You get it once you make the full enrollment fee, okay? Now, you're going to be receiving two emails immediately from the credit pros. The first email is for you to download our app on your phone, either through iOS or through Android. The second email is going to be the welcome link to pretty much set up your password for the client portal, as well as to help you selecting all of the negatives you want us to remove from your credit report. Now, for the $12.95, you can use either our prepaid card, Visa, Master, or Discovery. What do you have?
I have a MasterCard.
Okay, whenever you're ready, provide me with a card number to activate your account.
Okay, it's 5538. I'm sorry, that's not it.
No problem.
That's wrong one. It's a Visa card. Sorry about that. It's
no problem.
4400 0 2 2 2 2 4 3 9 2 9 8 5 0.
I'm going to repeat it to you once again. I got 4400 2 2 2 2 4 3 9 2 9 8 5 0.
No, it's 4000. So it's 4000.
Oh, 4000. Got it. Thank you. No problem. Expiration date?
225.
Utility code?
107.
Now, I'm going to read your credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure, detect a card resulting in a decline, will be subject to re-attempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, meaning that if the money is not there, the payment doesn't process. Once the payment is accepted, the second fee of $149 will be attempted to be charged in 2 weeks' time. That will be on the 2nd of April. Then the next monthly fee will be on the 2nd of May of $149. Do you have any questions for our process your payment?
No.
All right, let me activate your account. Give me one moment. All right, congratulations. I have successfully processed your enrollment fee. I'm going to help you activate your account right now. Now, do me a favor, open up your email as well. Check your text messages. You're going to be receiving two emails right now from the Credit Pros. The first email is for you to download our app on your phone, either through iOS or through Android. The second email is going to be saying, welcome to the Credit Pros. This is your welcome URL. Please log in as soon as possible. Now, can you open that one up for me, please?
Yes, I just did.
Now, once that you open it up, it's going to be taking a couple seconds. It's going to be loading the user agreement, which is simply the agreement of service. You are welcome to review it. Once that you go through it, you will be seeing a part where you can see your name, your signature, and a little circle where you can click on. It's going to be going by this. I'm hereby agreeing the terms of services. There's going to be your name, terms, your burglary, and then it's going to be showing you your signature. There's a little circle right at the bottom and the next step bottom. Let me know once you're in that part.
Okay.
As well, if you have any questions, you feel free to ask me anything. I'll here to clarify everything for you and make things easier.
So was it a live chat? Which one was it? Is it a text message? Is it?
Yes, either a text message or an email. It's going to be saying, welcome to your Credit Pros. This is your welcome link. Please log in as soon as possible.
I see that. Okay, I see that. Then it says next step. Did that.
Now, once you click on next step, you're going to be seeing your personal information. Kindly verify that I enter it properly. Then it's going to be asking you to set up your password for the client portal. The password should be at least 8 characters with one capital letter, one special character, one lowercase, and one number at least. Let me know once you have created it, okay? The password ready?
Yes.
Got it. Now click on next step once again. You're going to be seeing additional personal information. Kindly verify that once again it was entered properly. That's going to be your mailing address, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. It says job well done, so I'm already in.
All right, perfect. Now, congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. We're excited to get you on this journey for the healthy credit score. I'll be transferring you over to our other credit advisor, Ace. He's going to be verifying that I entered all of your information correctly. This will take only 2 minutes of your time. It's very important you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. I want you to stay on the line and don't hang up for the transfer, okay? Welcome to your Credit Pros once again, sir. It was my pleasure.
All right.